So it is a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be here on the auspicious occasion of Snan Yatra in New Jagannath Puri Dham. The first deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in ISKCON were discovered in an import store in San Francisco in 1967. One of Srila Prabhupada's early disciples, Malati Dasi, saw this little figurine in the store, Pier 1, and she brought it to Srila Prabhupada. She recognized it as being from India, and she brought it to Srila Prabhupada and showed him. And immediately Srila Prabhupada's eyes widened. He offered respects, obeisances. Jagannath Swami Nayaka Patagami Bhakti. He said, Lord Jagannath is a form of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada asked if there were any other similar figures. And she said yes. So Prabhupada said, go and get them. So she went back and she brought back Lord Balaram and Lady Subhadra. Then Srila Prabhupada asked Malati's husband, Shamsundar, to carve large forms. And so Shamsundar Prabhu, who had done carpenter work, he got some very large pieces of wood and carved the first large deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in the Western world. Then Srila Prabhupada said, we should have Rath Yatra. So Shamsundar Prabhu and the other devotees arranged a flatbed truck and they put the deities on the truck. And Srila Prabhupada said that whatever vehicles we could muster, in those days we didn't have many vehicles, most of them were pretty old and dilapidated and irregular in their performance. Hansaduta Prabhu, who was also one of the pioneers of the movement, and he did a lot in the Berkeley area. He told a story when he was in New York in the early days with Srila Prabhupada. Some hippie donated a bus, a big blue bus. And Hansaduta Prabhu suggested to Srila Prabhupada that he take a ride up to Boston in the bus. And Srila Prabhupada would show the devotees Commonwealth Pier, where he had first arrived in the United States. So, and Prabhupada agreed to the proposal before seeing the bus. Anyway, he saw the bus, he got in it, and the bus, the engine of the bus started to heat up, and steam started to come out of the dashboard. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is like Indian bus. but Hansaduta Prabhu, he thought, that must be a compliment. He thought everything from India must be good. compliment. Then Prabhupada said, better sell it and get some money. So, at the time of the first Rath Yatra in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada was unwell. And the devotees had rented a place for him at Stinson Beach. So unfortunately, Prabhupada himself could not attend the festival. But the next day, the devotees came up. They were very excited and they gave him the report. And what happened was that the flatbed truck, I think it was also one of those sort of second-hand vehicles that somehow had been donated to the devotees or come into the movement.
It was the Diggers.
Oh, it was the Diggers. Belonged to the Diggers. They were an organization that fed and just generally supported the hippies in Haight-Ashbury. So the truck was going up a hill and the brakes failed and the engine wasn't strong enough to go up the hill. So the truck would begin to go up the hill, but it wasn't strong enough. And it would start to slip back, but the brakes didn't work, so they couldn't stop it from going back. So it seemed hopeless. It seemed hopeless. The devotees were wondering if they would ever, ever finish the parade. Anyway, somehow they did, and they came and gave the report to Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada told the story of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Rath Yatra in Puri. And he said that in Puri also, sometimes the chariot would stop. And the king would order powerful wrestlers and elephants and thousands of people in the crowd. They would try to push the chariot and it wouldn't move. And no one knew when it would move. So he said, now that Rath Yatra has come to the west, this pastime has also come. Sometimes the chariot doesn't move. The devotees are in anxiety whether it will move, whether they'll reach the end of the parade. And as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as told by Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his head on the back of the chariot and pushed. And then the chariot moved. So this is a very ancient festival in India, and as far as ISKCON history goes, this is from the beginning. This is the first Rath Yatra festival, and every year it has been a regular festival in San Francisco. The original history of the Jagannath deities goes back about 153 million years, according to the Skanda Purana. There's a whole history how the deities came to be carved in the shape in which we find them. But actually, Lord Jagannath is eternal. The pastime of his being carved is just a pastime to cause his manifestation on earth. But otherwise he's eternal, just like Krishna is eternal. Krishna has his appearance pastime in the prison house of Kamsa, but Krishna is eternal. There's even a planet in the spiritual sky that belongs to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath has this specific quality that although he's Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, but he appears in whatever form his devotee wants to see him. So to devotees of Lord Ram, he appears as Lord Ram. And sometimes the pujaris dress him as a demigod, but sometimes you'll see him dressed as Ganesh with the long snout. That's also to establish the philosophical principle that by worshipping Krishna, by worshipping Lord Jagannath, one worships all the demigods automatically. All the other expansions of Godhead are included in Jagannath. All the demigods are included in Jagannath. Everyone is included. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath is Krishna. He is Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would see Jagannath, he saw Krishna. He saw Shyamasundara. So, this festival of Snan Yatra is mentioned in the Skanda Purana, in which Lord Jagannath tells King Indradumya, who had the deities commissioned to be carved and who built the first temple, Lord Jagannath tells King Indradumya that he was born or appeared on, I think, the full moon of the month of Jyeshtha, and that every year there should be a public bathing ceremony of him on that day, and that is the day of Snan Yatra. So in the Jagannath temple, Lord Jagannath is brought out into public view on a pavilion on the roof and bathed. And then, as it is said, the Lord catches cold. And he's taken into his private quarters, or one could say the quarters of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who serves him hand and foot. Of course, that's another question about his hands and feet. Once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, we're advised to meditate on the deities beginning with the lotus feet. But how do we begin our meditation on Lord Jagannath? He doesn't have lotus feet. Prabhupada said, you can meditate on whatever you see. So for advanced devotees, they see the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. But otherwise, there are many pastimes that explain and philosophical principles that explain why his feet are not visible, hands and feet like feet. The Upanishads say that the Lord has no legs, but he can overcome all others running. Isha Upanishad. Yeah. So he has no hands and feet. But that really means he has no material hands and feet. He has spiritual hands and feet. But sometimes in ecstasy, he withdraws his limbs and widens his eyes. And there's another story to that. That when When Krishna was in Dwarka, he had so much love for the residents of Vrindavan, sometimes in the middle of the night, he would call the names of the cowherd boys and the cows, or Srimati Radharani and the gopis, or his mother and father, Nanda and Yashoda. And sometimes he would be so overwhelmed with ecstatic love for the residents of Vrindavan that he couldn't sleep, he couldn't eat. And it was a mystery to the residents of Dwarka, what is this place, Vrindavan? Who are these special people in Vrindavan? What happened when Krishna was there in his childhood that makes him so attached to Vrindavan? So there was one person in Dwarka who had been present in Vrindavan for Krishna's childhood pastimes, and that was Mother Rohini, the mother of Balaram. She was a wife of Vasudev, just like Devaki, she was a wife of Vasudev. But because of the atrocities being committed by King Kamsa, Vasudev arranged for her to stay in Vrindavan with Nanda and Yashoda, who were family, friends, and distant relatives, could say. So, Balaram, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, was transferred to the womb of Rohini. So Rohini, apart from being the mother of Balaram, was present for all of the childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram and Vrindavan. So the residents of Dwarka wanted to hear, who are these special people? What is this special place? So she said, okay, we'll tell you on one condition, that no one interrupts me while I'm speaking. So they all assembled in one of the halls in Dwarka, and Subhadra was posted at the door to make sure that no one entered. But she also wanted to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So she put her ear to the door, and hearing Krishna's pastimes, she became ecstatic. And in her ecstasy, she withdrew her limbs and her eyes opened wide, and she smiled and she assumed the features that we see in the deity of Subhadra. Then it just so happened that Krishna and Balaram passed by, and they saw Subhadra with her ear to the door in that ecstatic feature. So they thought, let us also hear what's going on inside. So they put their ears to the door, and they also became ecstatic, and they assumed their features with their limbs withdrawn and their eyes open wide and their broad smiles. So so after the Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath retires for 2 weeks, and Lakshmi serves him day and night. She prepares all sorts of medicinal beverages to help him recover from his illness. And at the end of 2 weeks, Lord Jagannath feels, you know, he feels separation from his other devotees. He feels better, and he feels separation from his other devotees. So he takes permission from the goddess of fortune to go out and see his devotees. And that is throughout the Yatra. And he says, or he hints, that he'll just be gone for a day, but he doesn't come back after a day, or after 2 days, or after 3 days, or after 4 days. So Lakshmi becomes impatient. Now just imagine, she served him hand and foot for 2 weeks, and he says he just wants to see his other devotees, go out for the afternoon and see his other devotees, and days pass and he doesn't come home. So she exhibits a type of transcendental feminine pride, and she gathers together all of her maidservants, and she goes in a procession. Now, the Rath Yatra procession begins at the Jagannath temple in Neelachal, and it goes to the Gundicha temple in Sundarachal. And the Jagannath temple represents Dwarka, where Krishna lives as a king and is worshipped in opulence. And Sundarachal represents Vrindavan. Gundicha happens to be the name of the wife of King Indradumya, and the temple is named after her. And the day, and during the year, basically the Gundicha temple is empty. So naturally, dust and dirt come in. In India, the temples are sort of open. And so the day before the Rath Yatra is Gundicha Marjana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates clean the Gundicha temple very thoroughly. That's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In those days, they didn't have hoses. They had pots. So he would gather thousands of men, and they would fill up thousands of pots with water, and they wash the temple. First they sweat, and they wash the temple with thousands of pots of water. Then they washed it a second time and to make it a fit place for the Lord. And metaphorically, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple is like the cleansing of the heart to make it a fit place to receive the Lord. And that is achieved by hearing and chanting about Krishna. Shrivata Sukhata Krishna Punyashrava Kirtana. That by hearing the messages of Krishna, all the abhadra, all the dirty things, the inauspicious things in the heart become cleansed by chanting the holy name, by Sankirtan, Chaitodarpana Marjana. So they claim the Gundicha temple to make it a fit place to receive the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada also told us that if you clean the temple, you clean your heart. So after 5 days, the goddess of fortune comes out in full force with her maidservants. And she marches on the Gundicha temple. And she summons the servants of Lord Jagannath to come before her. And her maid servants, they come with sticks, lathis, and they beat the servants of Lord Jagannath and ridicule them and abuse them and say, "What is with your master? You know, he is living in the opulence of the kingdom of God. And he's left that and left me to live in this garden where the only opulence is some fruits and flowers. What's with him?" And, you tell him that I want him back immediately. He has to come back immediately. Okay, whatever you say. So Jagannath's servants go into the Gundicha temple, and then they come out and tell the goddess of fortune, "My master says he will come. You can be at ease, you can return to your quarters, and he will come in 1 or 2 days." So he doesn't really come in 1 or 2 days, but eventually he comes after 1 week in total from the beginning, and that's the return of Rav Yashar. So this all sounds very nice, but for someone like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in the mood of Radharani in separation from Krishna, the highest level of ecstatic love and separation, this separation, when Lord Jagannath retires for 2 weeks and is no longer visible, that was unbearable for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He almost went mad. When he first came to Puri, when he entered the Jagannath temple and he saw the deity of Jagannath, he thought, "This is my Lord for whom I've been searching." He wanted to embrace the deity of Jagannath, Krishna, and he fainted, became unconscious in ecstasy. So for him to have achieved the Lord of his life and then lost him, disappeared, it was intolerable. He could not remain in Jagannath Puri. So he walked by foot for 14 miles, 28 miles, to a place called Alarnath, in an area called Brahmagiri, which is named after Lord Brahma, because Lord Brahma came to Earth to install the original deities of Jagannath in the temple. So this is also very esoteric. The deity of Alarnath is a Vishnu deity, four-handed Vishnu deity. And Radharani knew no one other than Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Radharani. So how could he get solace by going to Alarnath, the four-handed deity of Vishnu? Furthermore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deity and offered prostrated obeisances, the stone on the temple floor melted. In the Jagannath temple, there's a pillar called the Garuda Stamba. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always used to stand by the Garuda Stamba to have darshan of Jagannath. So there's imprint of his hands on that pillar, on the Garuda Stamba. But here we find the impression of his entire body has melted the stone, which is unprecedented. Many years later, in the early 1900s, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, went to Alarnath. And one day, this is very confidential, but since it's a special occasion and we're in a special place, I will tell you. One morning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur disappeared. His disciples couldn't find him. And they looked all over. And in those days, that area was like a jungle. They looked all over for hours. They couldn't find him. Eventually, they found him in the evening. And he had a vision of Krishna in that place, and he was searching for Krishna. He was looking for Krishna. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, such a pure Vaishnava follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee of Radha and Krishna, why should he have that extreme ecstasy in that place of Brahmagiri, where the Lord Narayan is worshipped in his four-handed form? This is a mystery. And why should Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go there, feeling separation from Krishna, to see the four-handed deity of Narayan? So there is a confidential answer to this question. And those who know Krishna Lila will understand the connection. But once, when Krishna was enjoying his Rasa Lila in Vraj, he disappeared from the arena of the Rasa dance, and all of the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vrindavan, they came looking for Krishna. They're very much in the mood of separation, mad with separation from Krishna, love for Krishna, being so attracted by the transcendental beauty and loving gestures, loving words of Krishna. So they were searching around Govardhan for Krishna. And Krishna, as a joke, assumed a four-armed Narayan form. And he stood there on the path at a place called Paita, near Govardhan. So when the gopis saw Lord Narayan, they said, "Oh, there's Lord Narayan." But they had no interest in Lord Narayan. They were interested in Krishna. So they offered respects to Lord Narayan. "Have you seen Krishna?" Well, they had no use for him. They went on searching for Krishna. But when Radharani came before Lord Narayan, the power of her pure love was so strong that Krishna could not maintain his extra two arms. He couldn't maintain his feature as Lord Narayan. He was conquered by Srimati Radharani's love, and he returned to his original form of Krishna. So, transcendentally, Alarnath is in Chaitanya's Leela in Puri, it's compared to Paita. It's a place of separation. The gopis were in separation from Krishna, roaming the forest around Govardhan Hill looking for Krishna. But it's also the place where Lord Narayan wasn't really Lord Narayan. He was actually Krishna, assuming the form of Lord Narayan to sort of play a joke on the gopis and also to see the gopis' exclusive love for him. So confidentially, although the feature of the deity is four-handed Narayan, but internally he's Krishna. And we know from the pujaris there that they say very confidential mantras to Krishna in their worship. They use the mantras to Lord Narayan. So during the 14 days when Lord Jagannath has retired to his private quarters to receive service from Lakshmi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Alarnath. and separation. So there's many deep feelings in the Ratha-yatra. There's this whole pastime, in fact all of the pastimes of Jagannath and Puri, very deep and full of separation. Full of separation. Jagannath Puri is Vipralamba Dham. Vipralamba means separation. Lord Jagannath, when he's in his temple, he's feeling separation from Vrindavan, from his devotees in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, after Krishna left Vrindavan, he's also in separation. It's a place of crying, Jagannath Puri, it's a place of crying. But that crying is ecstasy. That separation is ecstasy. It's not what we experience in the material world. So after this period of separation, when Lord Jagannath finally emerges from his private quarters, he's brought out of the temple onto the chariot. And for the first time in 2 weeks, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees are able to see Lord Jagannath. And so for them it's very ecstatic. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in particular, he's in the mood of Radharani, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And this refers to another pastime in Krishna Leela, later in Krishna Leela. After Krishna had been living as a king in Dwarka for many years, there was a solar eclipse. And to observe the solar eclipse, Krishna announced that he would go to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a holy place. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, it's a holy place. And it's recommended to go to Kurukshetra to perform various rituals. And during eclipses, one's also recommended to go to Kurukshetra and bathe and give charity, perform sacrifice, and so on. So Krishna announced that he was going, and the news reached the residents of Vrindavan. So they thought, we will also go. They weren't interested in any ritualistic baths or ceremonies. They were interested in Krishna. And since he left Vrindavan, they were in separation. Their only business was crying for Krishna. So they thought, let us go. So they went. So it was a very touching meeting when Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan. Very heart rendering. But although he was meeting first the elders, Nanda and Yashoda, the cowherd boys, but within his heart he was thinking of Radharani and the gopis. And then he found an occasion by which he could steal away from the others and meet them. And Radharani was seeing Krishna, but it wasn't the same. He said, you're the same Krishna, and I'm the same Radharani, but it's not the same. In Vrindavan, you were dressed in your yellow dhoti, pitambara, and you were decorated with a peacock feather, and you were playing your flute. But here you're all dressed up as a royal prince with all sorts of jewelry, and you're surrounded by secretaries and ministers and servants. In Vrindavan, there's Govardhan Hill, the Jamuna River, the Vrindavan Forest. That's where we could enjoy. Here there's, instead of the sounds of birds chirping, peacocks. There's the rattling of chariots and horses and elephants. It's not the same. So please, please come back to Vrindavan. Then we can relish pastimes like we did in our youth. So that emotional pulling of Krishna from Kurukshetra or Dwarka to Vrindavan is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Rath Yatra. And there's just so much reciprocation between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath in the Rath Yatra based on this principle. And therefore, sometimes the chariot stops. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes ahead. And Lord Jagannath himself is like astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he stops the chariot to watch. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pulling him to Vrindavan and he moves. Sometimes he stops and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes behind the chariot and pushes. And ultimately he reaches Vrindavan, the Gudicha temple. So there's a lot of feeling in these festivals. And I will just read a few verses and purports about this festival from Chaitanya Charitamrita, just so that you can hear directly from Srila Prabhupada. There are a few, but we won't read everything. But I'm reading this to you also so we can hear what Srila Prabhupada has to say about Snan Yatra, but also to give you an idea of what an unlimited wealth of knowledge and nectar exists in Prabhupada's books. How many of you have read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? How many of you have read all of it completely? Not many. And I'm going to read maybe 4 or 5 verses. And there are hundreds of verses. And there's so much just in these few verses. So we should read these books. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 1, The Later Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anaswara Jagannathera Napana Darshana Viraha Alavanatha Karila Gamana. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, in the previous verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, mentions that Lord Chaitanya saw the Snan Yatra festival. And in this verse he says, when Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not see him, felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place known as Alavana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Alavana is also known as Brahmagiri. This place is about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There is a temple of Jagannath there. At the present moment, a police station and post office are situated there because so many people come to see the temple. The word Anaswar is used when Sri Jagannath cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. He is therefore removed to his quiet private apartment where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath deity. This is called Navayovana. Navayovana means ever fresh or always useful. So. During the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. Bhaktasane vina kata tahani rahila godera bhaktana aise samachara paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for some days at Alalanath. In the meantime, he received news that all the devotees from Bengal were coming to Jagannath Puri. Every year, the devotees from Bengal would travel by foot to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra and the 4 months of the rainy season called Chaturmasya. When the devotees from Bengal arrived at Jagannath Puri, both Nityananda Prabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya greatly endeavored to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Jagannath Puri. When Lord Chaitanya finally left Alalanath to return to Jagannath Puri, he was overwhelmed both day and night due to separation from Jagannath. His lamentation knew no bounds. During this time, all the devotees from different parts of Bengal, and especially from Navadvip, arrived in Jagannath Puri. After due consideration, all the devotees began chanting the holy name congregationally. Lord Chaitanya's mind was thus pacified by the ecstasy of the chanting. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being absolute in all circumstances, Lord Jagannath's person, form, picture, and kirtan are all identical. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he was pacified. Previously, he had been feeling very morose due to separation from Jagannath. The conclusion is that whenever a kirtan of pure devotees takes place, the Lord is immediately present. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, we associate with the Lord personally. So this is a very important lesson. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such deep separation from Jagannath that he couldn't think of anything or do anything. And finally the devotees decided to perform kirtan. And by chanting the holy names of Krishna, who is Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt pacified because he was experiencing the association of Jagannath through the holy name. Actually, I must really be speaking like a madman tonight, but I thought of mentioning this in the Japa workshop, but I thought it was too personal, but since we've gone so far already, I might as well keep going. But This is my favorite bead bag, and it has Lord Jagannath, Gurudas, Hare Krishna. It has Lord Jagannath on it, on one side, and on the other side it has the Maha Mantra. So, as we've been discussing, as Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is easy, but the determination to chant Hare Krishna is not so easy. It's easy to chant. Anyone can say, and we'll all say it now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But to chant with attention, continuously, mantra after mantra, bead after bead, round after round, day after day, it's not so easy. It takes some effort and determination. So, once, I don't know how it happened, but I was chanting, and there's a certain time of the day when I walk and chant. So I was walking and chanting and trying to concentrate, trying to hear, trying to fix the mind on the sound of the name with attention. But it was an effort. It was an effort. So I just looked at this picture, and there I saw Lord Jagannath smiling, and as if he was saying, keep chanting. Keep chanting, you're going back to Godhead, just keep chanting. And that was very encouraging. And almost invariably, if I'm chanting and, you know, making an effort but struggling, I look at the picture and it's always the same. He's smiling, he's very happy. For some reason he's happy. Even though I'm struggling, he's happy. And it's like he's saying, keep chanting. We're going back to Godhead, just keep chanting. So that's very encouraging. And that's a fact. During the workshop by Shenshika Prabhu, who's a very elevated Vaishnava, told a story of an image that he had. He was chanting, and he visualized his beads as a rope that was being handed down from the spiritual sky through the coverings of the universe to pick him up and take him back to Godhead. And Amoghalila Prabhu mentioned that the first cover of Easy Journey to Other Planets, printed by ISKCON Press in Boston. And I happened to be there in Boston, and Srila Prabhupada told the devotees what he wanted on the cover. And he wanted a picture of a devotee, you know, in Vaishnava dress, a shaved head and sika, and japa mala. And at the bottom was a picture of the planet Earth, and around it was the sky with all the planets and, you know, whatever, Jupiter and Saturn with the rings and all the planets, and then the stars. And then at the top of the front cover was Goloka Vrindavan, the shape of a lotus flower with Radha and Krishna and the cows and Jamuna River. And the devotee is flying through the sky, being powered by his japa, leaving the material world and going to Krishna Loka. And that's really the message of Easy Journey to Other Planets, that by Ashtanga Yoga, all sorts of difficult practices, if you can master them, which no one can in Kali Yoga, but even if you can, the most you can achieve is a journey by your yoga city, humanistic perfections, to some material planet in the material world. But by bhakti yoga, one can leave the material universe altogether and go to Krishna yoga, go to the spiritual world. And we're powered in that journey by our chanting deeds. Or one can say this is our ticket back to Godhead. And it's true, and devotees, so I actually felt that. I mean, chanting like that, Mulya Jagna, going back home, back to Godhead. Just keep chanting. And it seems, anyway, I don't want to make it too complicated, but it's, as Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport, the holy name of Krishna, the holy name of Jagannath, is the same as Krishna. The same of so looking at the form of Lord Jagannath and hearing the name of Krishna, the name of Lord Jagannath, are the same. So if, and that's the thing about chanting, about japa. In one sense, all service is absolute. But say you want to do deity worship, there are so many requirements. You need the deities, you need to be clean, you have to be initiated, you have to know the mantras, you have to have the paraphernalia, 16 different types of items to offer. You require so many things. But with chanting, you don't require anything. As Srila Prabhupada said, all you require is your tongue and your ears. You don't even require your mind. In fact, it's better better to leave your mind out of it. once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, what do I do with my mind when I chant? And Prabhupada said, your mind? What does your mind have to do with it? With your tongue you chant, and with your ears you hear. And actually it's true, the function of attention, we want to pay attention when we chant, the function of attention is performed by the intelligence, not the mind. The mind, like Arjuna said, the mind is more difficult to control than the wind. But it's the intelligence. It's the intelligence. So you don't need the mind. With your tongue you chant, with your ears you hear, and with your intelligence you pay attention. And this, since I've already, it's like I forget who said it, but one wise philosopher said it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. But since I've already exposed myself, I might as well keep going. But this is something that I can't share with many people. I can only share with people of a certain generation who are either from the Chicago area or the Bay Area. I'm from the Chicago area. And I grew up about 12 minutes by car on the North Shore suburbs, 12 minutes by car from where His Holiness Radhanathaswami grew up. Wow. And His Holiness Radhanathaswami's father, somehow he became very friendly with these very famous baseball players in Chicago. His father said, I asked him, how did that happen? It seemed very unlikely. Because most of them were like black athletes, and his father was like this Jewish businessman who sold cars. It seemed unlikely. But they just really liked his father. They just thought he was a very sweet person, like Radhanathaswami. Radhanathaswami was very popular with sadhus. And I guess the counterpart in American culture is baseball. His father was, he was friends with these baseball players. So my hero when I grew up was Ernie Banks. He played for the Chicago Cubs. He was called Mr. Cub. And he, in turn, Ernie Banks, greatly admired another black athlete who played baseball named Willie Mays, who played for the San Francisco Giants for some time, originally the New York Giants. So once, and this is told by His Holiness Radhanathaswamy, so once Ernie Banks asked Willie Mays, when you're in the batter's box, what do you think about? And Willie Mays replied, when I'm in the batter's box, what do I think about? I don't think. I just see the ball and I hit it. So it's like us, we don't think. Our tongue chants and our ears hear. That's all. We don't have to think. We just chant the name and we hear it, that's all. So he was relating that story to the process of chanting without the mind coming in the way. So by that kirtan, by that chanting and hearing, we associate with Krishna. And all of our feelings of separation can be mitigated. And all are included with Krishna. His name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his entourage, they're all included. That means Prabhupada is also included. The whole spiritual world is included. So everything is included if we chant and hear with attention. So now we'll be suffering and separation for 15 days. Or we can take shelter of the holy names of Lord Jagannath, and we can read the pastimes of Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We read the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and Rath Yatra in San Francisco and Srila Prabhupada Vilamrita. We should really read these books. They're very important. Very important. Prabhupada stayed up all night. He would take rest at 10 o'clock, get up at 12 o'clock and write these books. Not just to sell. Of course, it's good that we sell them, but we should also read them. Like Prabhupada said, distributing my books will keep them happy, means the devotees. And reading my books will keep them. Help us stay fixed. We need to do all these things. We shouldn't waste time. Take, Prabhupada says, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. Got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Take questions, or it's late. Yes. What is your name? Your good name?
Shyam.
Shyam Haridas. Wow, that's wonderful.
Back in 1995, I visited the Jagannathpuri temple, and one of the persons there, the priest, he showed me a sign where there's a priest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand. His leg is still melted. So I visited DT, and way back in the temple, there was on one wall, there was an impression. Is that really a genuine story?
Yeah. He's saying in the Jagannath temple, quite some distance back.
Way back, I mean, just like the DT,
yeah.
Way back in the.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand some distance behind the Garuda Stamba, and there's the impression of his handprint. And it said that he stood there because in the mood of Radharani, he wanted to see only Krishna. So from that particular vantage point, he wouldn't see Jagannath. I mean, he wouldn't see Subhadra and Baladev. He would only see Jagannath. Because he was in the mood of Radharani meeting Krishna in Vrindavan. When Radharani met Krishna in Vrindavan, even Balaram was not present. Balaram was the older brother. His presence, they wouldn't meet. Oh. Well, I haven't been inside. I could inquire. But the Garuda Stump is made of wood, right?
Red
stump? Sorry?
I'm from Orissa.
Oh, you're from Orissa. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would, if you really wanted to know, I would ask Madhavananda Prabhu. He lives in Jagannathpur. He's very scholarly. He's done a lot of research. He could answer that question. But sometimes they move the things. Like even that imprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body at Alarnath. It's not in front of the deity of Alarnath. They moved it. And it's kept in a separate place. Sometimes they do that. Even that place in the Totogopinath temple where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came at the end, they moved it. Anyway, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to New Jagannath Puri Dham. All glories to the residents of New Jagannath Puri Dham. All glories to the holy name. Hare Krishna. Shiva Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Maharaj ki jai.